This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
Welcome back, everyone. Congrats, Nick. You finally did it. It took you a long time, but you finally done what you always wanted to do, man.
What?
You killed Dianne Feinstein. You finally did it, you bad boy.
I had nothing to do with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did.
So did you go with, like, mercury poisoning? Because that kind of explains the cognitive decay of that woman over
Not
the
to
last
mention
few years.
She was 93.
She was at least forever. That's how old she was.
Like you always say, Nick, age is just a number.
I don't always say that. It's not mine.
Libertarian Nick joins us on the podcast. Libertarian Nick.
I've been set on my own.
I've never, ever claimed to be libertarian.
Wapman north of Richmond. Yeah. I see. She's gone. I mean, you know, I don't know if we should dance on the grave of old Diane. I don't know. She voted for the Iraq War. I think that's enough to make fun of her for
that's cool. Wait,
and then I guess the Dems and her staffers kept her in as she slowly withered away from dementia. That was reported that she had dementia years ago. So I love this democracy.
I just like that she argued with that 12-year-old girl that one time in her office.
That was amazing.
Yeah, about climate change. And now people are like, Dianne Feinstein was a champion of much of the environmental regulations we know and love to. No in love. Well, no today.
She was like mayor of San Francisco. Like she like shot down like gay right protections.
Yeah. I never knew she existed until that picture of her in the wheelchair started circulating.
So, let's wheel this urchin.
Don't keep up with other politics all that much.
That free. That's funny because that it's an RBG moment because she sat on a judiciary committee and in order to have her seat replaced, whoever Gavin Newsom appoints, that person has to be approved. So we're not going to get any federal judges until, I guess, after the general, maybe.
Yeah.
So the Dems are just a fucking rake-stepping factory, man.
They're real knuckleheads. Let me. I'll tell you that.
They're real ninnies, all right. They're real chuckleheads.
You guys.
Oy, you guys.
You know, they're rascals, man.
Little rapscallions.
Yeah. Can't believe that's the soft open you went with.
Well, we wanted to talk about baseball. Season's
it's
finally
over.
It's finally over. Holy shit!
My God, guys.
Good God.
I wish we could listen to whatever episode opening day was, and hear all
our
of the
hopes.
Happiness in our voices.
What did we project? And we projected, I think, all of us for them
like
to
93
win the
wins. Yeah.
Yeah, I was saying like around like 90-ish, you know, and then they did 90-ish losses. That's what they did. Not as bad as the 1990 squad.
Well, that's just because when you were doing your calculations, Tom, you didn't carry the one of the numerator to the denominator. And then
I fucked up. I didn't check Pacoda.
Oh, we had that conversation the other
day. Yeah, we did.
Was that when we were golfing?
Yeah, we were at the driving range, and Nick, you were like, fuck Pacoda. I'm like, yeah, but like, maybe they've always been right, and we've just always been lucky. I mean, think about
71 and 91.
71 and 91.
Crazy.
Like, think about last year.
Well, Pacoda
think
wasn't
about
even
the
that
17.
Bad.
No.
Well, Pacoda predicted us to finish over 500, but the previous years were like 77, 78.
20 games below is nuts.
20 games below is nuts. Okay, is nuts.
What a blur, though. How quick did that season go?
Well, we kind of tapped out.
That was the fastest baseball season I've ever experienced.
Yeah, we kind of tapped out toward the end of it, and we're just like, oh, they lost
again. It's like
again.
If we blinked, and, you know, it's like we had nothing to be excited for, though. at the trade deadline. You know what I mean? It's like, oh well, they're selling.
Yeah.
So obviously everybody's gonna be gone.
But that was exciting in its own right. I thought the trade deadline. I cannot talk. Yeah. The deadline was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
No, it was fun.
You had to see what we got.
Yeah, Mason Wynn came up, sucked hitting, but who cares? I mean, he's a rookie. It's gonna happen. Had some great throws.
Yeah. I'm definitely not worried about Mason Wynn.
Burleson got hurt, but even though I know it, I think he's hopeful. I think we found ourselves something we can work with him. Although I wouldn't say we should, be super excited. But, I mean, a guy coming up playing a full season pretty immediately. We'll talk about Jordan Walker.
He didn't get sent down once.
No, he didn't. Probably should have, but he kept around a 700 OPS. And, I think that's not his ceiling, maybe his floor, but I mean that's something to look forward to.
Because I think
his defense was awful.
But. Another year of Burleson. I'm personally okay. I know that he has a lot of haters,
Yeah, a little bit from us. We shat on.
Well,
him,
I never really did.
Yeah, we can be realistic.
It's just managing expectations. That's what it all.
But
is.
Like 700 OPS. I feel like. Next year will be the real, I don't know, maybe this year should have been, but.
Make or break it.
Yeah, yeah. The thing that was good, he had just really good contact rate, and now it's just about having that translate into, at very least, getting on base. Or, I know he had a higher expected batting average than his actual average, so we can chalk it up to bad luck or just whatever, but, I mean. I'm all for with trading him. Don't get me wrong, if the return's right, but I don't hate him. Jordan Walker finishes what I think like a 780 something OPS. He had over 270.
He'll be second or third in rookie of the year.
He will be. Corbin Carroll's running away with it.
100%.
He was better than Ellie.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Ellie had a higher wins above replacement, but I mean
that's his position.
Walker,
if Walker played first or third base, he'd have double the WAR.
He would,
probably triple. Let's be honest.
Leading the team in average, no less. Yep, that's wild.
He did.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ! According to
Nick's favorite,
what a
Cardinals
shitty
reek.
Fucking season. Jesus Christ, man. Jaywalk, what he finished with 16 bombs. He had like a 270 something average. One thing I was actually pretty impressed. 100 something games, struck out a lot, but not above a league average. He had like 104 Ks for like 120 games, which I think is pretty good for a guy with no prior big league experience cracking the roster. So there's a lot to look forward to with Jaywalk, and of course.
When you
look at outs above average and defensive runs saved, those advanced metrics for fielding, he posted a positive DRS. And
he's been
OAA.
Getting better. I mean,
yeah, in September.
He has quickly gotten better in the outfield.
He has quickly gotten better.
I don't like that he plays the outfield.
Who's he training? He's training with someone this offseason special.
He's training with
Marquise
Willie.
Grissom.
Yeah, it was Marquise. I know Willie had him personally, but yeah, Marquise Grissom. Yeah. That's a good one. He's good. That's something that was good.
Other than the injury, Brendan Donovan didn't.
Donnie Batts was amazing until he got hurt.
In his second year, which is good to see from a.
I think when it comes to, I guess to troll a bit, I guess we're really missing Jeff Albert because so many guys took a step back in terms of
production. We're not missing
him.
Look at the Mets.
Yeah, I know the Mets were dog shit. A lot of guys stepped backward.
Ooh. Sorry, folks.
You want to share?
I was scrolling
on
Twitter.
He's on that porn.
You're the best
Twitter.
Big brother ever. Come here, big tits. We were talking about this while we're watching It, that you're Pennywise and you're just quoting Rudy Giuliani. Come here, big tits. Goldie and Nolan regress. Terribly so.
Tough scene, but
they were still good. I mean, they posted I think like 3 WAR seasons, but Goldie's defense was definitely a step back. Nolan's especially. Nolan had those weird half swings that.
Oh my god! What
the
fuck happened to him?
He played hurt. That had to have been it.
Yeah.
I mean, we shut him down for the rest of the year. Struck out over 100 times for first time since like 2019.
Yeah, I think he'll be back and better than ever next season.
Yeah, he's just got to get right, and I don't. I don't know. Maybe this is when, you know, guys suddenly get old and they just stop being good. But I hope it's not that. But, you know, it's first time aside from the COVID season that Nolan didn't reach the 30 home run, 100 RBI plateau since his rookie season. It's not to be overly concerning because, you know, his standard is already so high. I would take like a 26 home run, 90 RBI season from any player on the staff. Goldie finished, I think, with like 25, 26 bombs and 80-plus RBIs. Maybe more RBI opportunities, obviously, if we had a healthier squad, a better-performing squad. Nupar finished as our most valuable player by wins above replacements, much to Josh's chagrin. Nupar kind of really cooled off, though. He finished with like 780 OPS, but... just shy of 100 Ks, but he walked 72 times about 120 games. So
yeah,
that's what he does.
My hope
stares
is,
at pitches.
My hope is that Newt's, I guess, our left fielder next year.
Are you shipping O'Neill?
Yeah, and Carlson.
Who's
You're
playing center?
Train?
I think Tommy should play center field if he's not traded.
Yeah.
Maybe a very sizzling.
And then we're just going to have Mason Wynn and
Yeah, I don't know,
Donnie,
but I mean, yeah, it could be going
Donnie
that
Gorman.
Way.
Donnie and Gorman? Yeah.
We can break down. Gorman had a great year. I know he had those swoons when he was really hot and really not, but I mean, second
Gorman
baseman.
Had like 45 home run potential.
Yeah, he's going to be streaky. Like he's going to be a Ryan Ludwig in terms
totally,
of streakiness.
And that's fine. Yeah. I mean, a second baseman who, I mean, if he was fully healthy, he's hitting 35 dongs.
Well, and how often do you get a stretch of games where your second baseman is carrying you through those games?
And he carried us early on.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have that very often.
And that was a lot to ask for a second-year player. Nolan was Gorman, I think, has increased, I think, like his untouchability with us, I would say.
Only tons
yet.
Of players who can be moved, and I don't think he should be one of them.
Yeah, I mean, if he's going to get moved, if the return was like a premier starting pitcher, I'm open to that, right?
Yeah.
But Gorman, his defense, I think he finished with a positive defensive run value.
He was great at second base this year.
He was, great by what he was last year, but no, I mean, like, he was, compared to last season, amazing. If he plays just even average defense with that power, I mean, we're talking about a guy who's going to be between worth 3 to 5 wins a year, a guy who is going to be an all-star every other year, at the very least. That is
Yeah, if he would have fucked up so hard in June and July, he would have been an all-star.
Yeah, it happens. Not every one of us could have the rake factory that is the Atlanta Braves, like Ronnie Acuña.
I feel like Acuña is going to get injured next year.
What was his war?
Ronnie's or Gorman's?
Ronnie's.
Ronnie overtook Mookie. He finished, I checked
did he
yesterday.
Did he have like a 7 war?
No.
I love how we don't have to even look this up. We just ask like our godfather Tom, and he's just like, oh, let me consult the annals of my brain.
I would call myself some, but we already had a bleep last episode, so we're down. It's like it's like using a special weapon in a game. You have to have a cooldown on it. But you're autistic king here. I checked the other day, and by Fangraphs war, Mookie was like an 8.1, Ronnie was an 8.2, and Freddie Freeman out of nowhere was an 8. And then fourth best was Matt Olson.
Who had a decent batting average.
Yeah, he hit around 280. He had 50-plus tanks.
I'd take that every day.
Yeah, and Freddie Freeman, I apologize to all those out there. I underestimated your game, but best NL first baseman by a mile. We were talking about the Cardinals on the slip. We were talking about,
I guess.
We were talking about Nolan. I'm so sorry.
No.
We were talking about Gorm. Other around the horn things, disappointing year for Carlson. Man, I really want him to succeed. I really want him to get his time in, man. I don't know anymore.
Do you think that's who Marmol was talking about today at the press conference where he said, like, this team's about, like, guys who aren't worried about themselves or whatever?
Yeah, no, let's dive right into that because I'm super pissed off.
I'm ready to hear Tom.
Marmol, gives a presser, of course, after the season, talking about how disappointing it is because it's a 90 loss. We haven't endured a 90 loss season since before I was born. It's 1990. And we've come close. La Russa's second year, we lost 89 games. And we would have lost 90 games in 95 if it wasn't for the amount of games we lost from the strike. But this is the worst seasons we've had in a generation. And the things he said should have been said with the same kind of passion, I guess, with the same kind of approach, should have been said in May. Because, you know, he empathized with fans that called for his job. And I've been, for the most part, neutral to mild defender of Ollie, you know, like, but now hearing this kind of, I don't know.
He's like the opposite of Matheny in that way, because Matheny was like pretty good at handling like the interpersonal shit in like the locker room for the most part.
I guess
I don't remember anything ever bleeding out, like, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, he really kind of lost at the end. I mean, he kept a lid on stuff. He kept it like, you know, mum's the word.
Sure. But just, but like, with Ollie, it's the opposite. Like, he's a solid, like, strategist mid-game, but
yeah,
it's the leakiest fucking clubhouse I've seen, and most of it comes through fucking him.
Yeah, so he talks about how, like, next year, there is no rebuild. We're not taking 2 or 3 years. We're going for it, and if we don't, like, get anything next year, it's a complete failure. Cool, nice. But then he says this, when asked by Derek Gould, mm-hmm. about how this clubhouse needs to be full of guys who are focused on one thing, and that is the team and not themselves. And we're going to be moving, getting rid of guys who don't get on board with that. And I'm just like, why are you saying this now, man?
Yeah, it's weird.
Where was this shit earlier?
It's fucking self-preservation, dude. That's all it is.
Well, he knows he's got his job security, and he's just fucking doesn't give a shit. He's going to say these, like, fluff words at the very last game. Like, I don't know. I'm over it, though.
You think he's talking about D.C.? I mean, I don't know.
I saw a few people say Arenado. I'm like, that makes no sense.
That makes no sense.
He came here to win.
Oh, yeah, no, we had that report that came out about Arenado being fucking mad about, like, I don't do well with rebuilds. Like, Nolan's in to get dubs, man. He's here to chase chips. Like, this is just conjecture from me. So, you know, those listening,
fucking third year in, it's probably real disappointing for him.
Yes, like,
my God,
like, this is conjecture.
Came
so
at the wrong
grain
time.
Of salt. So, you know, I think he's talking about the outfield. I can see DC. I think his gripe. I don't think things have been smooth over between him and O'Neill. So, like, if he's talking about a couple of guys, like, what the fuck, dude? You have the same core of players, okay? That you had last year, minus Yachty, who left for half a season to go coach basketball, and Albert Pujols. Like, what the fuck is different that all of a sudden we have to come out and publicly say we're ditching players because they're selfish?
James Nail.
Yep.
It's James Nail.
It's totally James Nail.
It's Jan 6 Nail. That's one of those.
Fuck out
of
here. Yep.
I'm not. I don't get it, man. Like, in, like, I said at the. I said when things were kind of, like, bad early on, and we were all just be like, oh, yeah. You know, what would it take to get Ollie shit canned? And, like.
90 loss season?
I said 90 losses, and then we hit 90 losses, and I'm like, well.
He's still here forever.
You can still lose, like, 90 games, I guess. You know, things happen, right? But losing the clubhouse is, like, no matter what. Like, even if we lost 100 games, if the clubhouse, like, has his back, like, we'll play for him and all. It's kind of hard to move a guy or get rid of a guy in his year, too. But now I'm, like, hearing this, I'm like, what is the relationship with the clubhouse then?
You know, Tom, you're always one to be the apologist. Just about every regard. Whether it's cops, now it's our shitty manager.
Wow.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
All right.
We're just kind of like dipping our toes in it. You just drowned a fucking infant in the water.
We'll bleep
No. I'm a very, you know, I thought we should have got Mike Clevenger. I thought we should have got Trevor Bauer. I think we're
Josh Donaldson.
We should have got
Brett Kavanaugh.
We should have got we should have boofed with the boys on the team. We should have got Marcelo Zuna.
Did you guys see that Josh Donaldson like didn't introduce himself to his Brewers teammates?
Interview.
Yeah, he was what just like, "You guys know why I'm here.
You guys
who
know nobody
who
knows
I am.
Me." Yeah.
Yeah, no one gives a shit. You fucking imp.
Goddamn has been.
Fucking
shit.
Has been. You should be a walking shelf that everyone else puts their beer on. You fucking little leprechaun. Dork.
I hate him. He's so he's just a piece of shit.
I used to really want him on the Cardinals, but
everybody did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a dick. He's the kind of guy you probably like playing with for the most part, but like, I mean, he's just an asshole.
If you're white.
Yeah, if you're white, if you're
and look at our team. Yep.
Look at our
team.
Look at a lot of whites. A lot of whites on this Cardinals team. Yeah. Coming to you live from Sportsman's Park, the all-white St. Louis Cardinals.
God. Well, that was a shit show, man.
The season?
Yeah.
Ollie, yeah. I'm not...
The whole thing.
This young
It was
coaches.
Literally from conception to death. It was...
We should have known when Matt Holliday was like, I don't want a fucking part of this.
Yeah, we never really got any answers on that.
I think
that.
I would rather watch my son play minor league baseball. Me and my pentagon-shaped forehead, I'd rather watch my son play baseball.
He's like, going to go manage. Holliday's managing for the fucking Padres, the Giants, wherever.
Oh,
he's,
yeah,
the Mets.
I think he said he wants
he's,
to get into
yeah,
somewhere.
He's,
yeah,
he's
going to
manage somewhere.
He was
maybe
the canary
the
in the coal
even.
Mine, man. He was the canary in the coal mine. We should be like, oh, no, this season.
God.
Michael has pitched 200 innings, so like he earned the Foolish Baseball
Loop-de-dee
Award for
Basil.
Yeah, 200 innings.
Give a fuck about MAGA Michaelis.
4.8 something. ERA.
I hope he's the one. I hope he's one of the ones that fucking Ollie's talking about too, and he gets traded.
Oh Christ, who's gonna fucking take him?
Anybody team? Would.
Jesus Christ.
Any team would take him.
I'm not Any joking. Team would take him.
Man.
Waino got 200 at least. He played a concert. He had, I sent this to our group, the second worst season ever in modern baseball, so post-dead ball era, behind only Jake Arrieta in terms of ERA plus and...
Wow.
And at least 20 games started. But... Amidst this shitty season, at least in his final start, he got that dub. And he got two at bats. And he played a little concert.
102 off the bat in the first one.
Best damn ground out, man. That makes me feel something, at least.
Feel me.
Feel me. Why'd y'all motherfuckers fire my ass? I didn't publicly come out and drag people like this. Feel me. Mo can suck my dick. Oh, God. We may bleep this. Mo can suck my black dick, goddammit. Come here, brother blood. Give me some skin.
I like to think that Mike Schilt was actually in Adam's band, and he's like, he's just a guy wearing like a beret with sunglasses on, just playing the tambourine. You have a tambourine in here, Nick?
Out there.
Damn.
I'm not getting it.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, it's going to tam it up.
Tam it up. It's over, at least. I mean, maybe it's talking about Pallante. Maybe it was anti-Italian discrimination.
Pallante was ass cheeks.
Awful.
He's just coming in wearing like a jumpsuit every day and a new chain. Just, oh, hey, it's about me. It's
hey,
Andre Pallante.
Hey, it's
oh,
I don't need to strike anyone. I got what happened to me. Capitola.
He doesn't even say gabagool. He says capitola.
Yeah. Capitola.
What the fuck is this fucking guinea over here?
Neil Andre Pallante.
He was terrible. I feel like we don't lose...
His name's Neil. Why is he standing for the anthem?
Why is he standing?
He's not based.
Not based at all. I feel like if we don't lose Helsley for like 2 or 3 months, we probably don't lose 90 games. Oh, that's something to celebrate. We didn't set the mark for most blown saves in the season when it looked like we really were going to.
That's because of our JoJo Romero.
Yep.
Coming in, locking shit down.
Locking shit down. Thank you, JoJo.
Get back, JoJo.
We broke 3 million attendance. Nick's back on Twitter, paid. And he had to remind paid. Katie Wu
paid, yeah.
that it was paid.
Say it with us.
That not 3 million showed up to the ballpark, paid. Which, yeah. A lot of season tickets. A lot of people bought tickets and just didn't want to. I forgot one of my Verizon customers offered me because they get season tickets, but I couldn't go to that. So the DeWallets got their money, so good for them. Come on, there's other positive stuff that happened, right? There's other cool things. Shit. We swept the Red Sox at one time. That was cool.
Yeah. We learned that Matthew Liberatore might not be the answer to the starting rotation woes. Which at least gives us some clarification this offseason.
Thompson might. They apparently have a little workout routine for him. For him to work on in winter.
It's just nothing but lat pull downs. All he does all winter. He doesn't throw. He just does lat pull downs.
Comes in spring training throwing 104.
Yeah, no, yeah. We don't need you to develop that cutter or change it, all right?
Just what throw gas.
We need you to drink beer, eat nachos, and do 500 sets of lat pull downs. You need to grow a mullet. You need to listen to Thin Lizzy while you do it. We're going to call you Scorpion from now on.
He just
You're
comes
the Scorpion.
In.
Feel the sting.
Every day. He always comes in. His walk-up song is, No more Mr. Nice Guy.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. Sung live by Wayno.
Yeah. No more Mr. Nice Guy.
I didn't watch the Wayno concert, but I don't know. I guess it's what he's going to go on tour at Oliver Anthony. Wait, was that your Goofus?
Was that my Goofus?
I think I got to go re-listen to it because you had a very realistic, very funny Goofus, and I think that was it. Wayno's going to tour at Oliver Anthony, I think.
That might have been it, yeah.
That's based. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we go on to postseason picks or we keep making fun of Ollie, but yeah, that the statement pissed me off. I think that's, I don't know, I think they're men. You have to treat them like kids or whatever, and I have never gotten the vibe that the team is selfish. They're just tired of this shit.
So the next team dinner before the next season starts, he could literally start in light of recent humiliations. It's an honor to be joined by men
and not maple chugging, Labatt's drinking Tyler O'Neill's. Like married my cousin. I hope he gets traded to the Royals. Whoa, Ollie. Calm down. Yeah, eat a breast chick.
Eat some toasted rabbit.
Eat a toasted rabbit.
That's awesome.
Mets sucked. Cubs choked. We can go around the league on this one. My Mariners. Cardinals prepared me for the Mariners to choke. That sucked. But Cubs sucked. And LOL Mets. What's better, LOL Mets or LOL Cubs?
LOL Mets.
LOL Mets. Nick?
I'm texting Ryan. Hold on. I wasn't listening to anything.
God damn it.
What?
It's me.
He won fantasy. He's getting money.
Well, that's good for him.
Wait, we didn't put money in this year.
Some did.
Well, I didn't fucking throw any money in.
I got my ass handed in fantasy football. It just never gets better. I have fucking Joe Burrow.
Flacco.
You know how many fucking points Joe Burrow scored me this week?
I'm going to guess 6.87.
No, I wish it was 6. I would be winning right now. 3. 3 fucking points.
Did you just throw like?
He goes, why? I get money?
Like, why? Yeah. Hold on. He's here in the studio. Hey. It's me. Ryan. I'm a little giggly because I won fantasy baseball. I worked that waiver wire. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get money.
There was a part of the season where I was in first, but I couldn't fend him off for long enough.
Dude, Ryan's a sick fuck.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
We're going to have him back.
I miss Ryan.
Yeah, no, he's
but, you
he's
know.
Transitioning. He's getting transitioning surgery.
Well, and, you know, Connecticut, COVID's COVID's flaring up.
Yep, flaring up like a herpy.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of herpes, how are you? How's your dates recently?
I haven't had any dates recently.
No. Looks like Tom came across one of his old dates.
Which one? Josh's?
Yeah.
I know, I sent that to you while you were having sleep apnea on the couch.
During Josh one of your been, sleep apnea episodes.
Oh, gosh. Josh has been That's doing it. He's a fucking lumber mill lately, man.
Yeah.
Cutting logs. Cutting
I'm just logs. Like, I lay like I'm in a coffin on the couch just on my back, and it's real bad.
Yeah, you're in a Dracula-like slumber, that's for sure.
My arms are crossed. That's great.
No, they are. They're like that. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm like, oh, man, it's so adorable. Even mm-hmm. in death. Even in death, the boy is adorable. he still retains his innocent wonder.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun to see.
That was fun, because...
funny boys... What,
The first thing you brought up was that she stole, like, essentially your essence because she quoted fucking Tim Robinson in the profile. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, God.
I introduced her to that.
Yeah. And your penis.
That was me.
And your penis. Yeah. So, while you're plowing, while you're banging, you're like, 55 burgers, 55 fries, 55 pies, 55 pies.
It's got to be quality on my end or else no
pie.
Fucking deal.
70.
Yeah, you put a fedora with some hard flaps on her head. Hell yeah, dude. Now that's how you gooper them. That's how you score, brother.
You're a mean one, Mr. Gooped.
That's a small dick, Mr. Inch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, millimeter, centimeter, small. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Man.
That's on the pussy train, though. You got that game.
We're
straight.
We're doing our best, you know.
We're doing our best.
We're having hey.
And speaking on behalf of Joe Biden.
We're doing our best. It also, whenever Joe goes piss, he also bleeds out of his penis, like I do.
You want to keep the? You want to update the fans on that?
Awesome.
Yeah,
we didn't have an episode this past week because. Josh is getting way too much tang.
I was in the hospital.
Again,
my
surprise.
My kidney stone is waging vengeance against me.
It's so big, guys.
So I'm now getting a tube and possibly a stent shoved up my dick via surgery on Tuesday. I'm just going in. I'm like the last surgery of the day. It's like 4:15 p.m.
Yeah,
so they're gonna be tired. Yeah, they're gonna phone it in. They're gonna be like, oh, fuck, I just want to go home. Let's just cut his dick off. Yeah. Let's get
Mr. Inch. Yeah. Yep. So that's gonna happen. Should hopefully get rid of the kidney stone.
They're gonna break it up.
I have way too many painkillers now. Like I have a lot of painkillers.
I'm your mama, I'm your daddy, I'm that Josh in the alley.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Yep.
That's good.
I'm your pusher. I'm pushing out that kidney stone.
But yeah, so getting that done. My big surgery's in a couple weeks, which I have to go up to St. Louis tomorrow on no pain medication, which should be fun. And then get looked at for that. And then, yeah, Tuesday
Nick,
I get...
You up, you said?
No, I'm going to try and drive myself because I haven't had to take any pain meds today, but I've just been laying around.
Yeah, because I'm only off on Tuesday, Wednesday, Fridays.
So, yeah, but Tuesday I am going to need you, by the way. You're going to have to be my...
You need me to get you?
Yeah, you'll have to be my ride.
I can do that.
Like take me there and back.
Pimp my ride.
So, you'll have to be my moil.
Yeah, I'll be your mom. I'm going to dress up like your mother and be like, and try and fucking big dick the doctors. Be like, yeah, I think this is what you need to do, doctor. Doctor, what was your doctor? Can we share your doctor's name again?
This doctor, I haven't met. Oh, this is a different doctor, though.
Oh!
This is at St. Francis, where I'm getting the surgery at.
Nice.
Yeah, this is, nice I have not met her. All I know is her last name is, Lascola, I think.
Oh, something ethnic.
Yes, it's something. It's something ethnic.
It's something ethnic, I
it's
believe.
It's ethnic in nature.
God.
But she's hopefully going to be able to extract my kidney stone without the stint. We don't want the
stint.
She's
very old school. She's going to use her hands.
We don't want
to get
any
it.
Stents with a stint.
Yeah, she's going to use her hands. Wring it out. Wring it out like a rag.
Yeah. But yeah, in the meanwhile, we're just having a ball. They're giving me oxycodone.
Yeah, you got some good shit.
I have, yeah, they're just giving it to me like candy. So
yeah.
I'm trying to not be a statistic in the opioid epidemic. That's what we're trying to do right
Jesus
now.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah.
You want to share?
Your toe's good.
My toe is good. I forgot.
Healthy boy.
I guess those boots I was wearing were fucking disgusting, I guess. So.
And I know. Well, what was disgusting was you have to be like, I have to go cream my toe.
Yeah, bro. Every night. He told me about that.
Oh, I forgot that one. Tom, can you, what was it? Like, you want to come watch Forge? So I'm like, yeah, give me a second. I got to go cream my toe. I got to go cream my toe, Mr. Krabs.
Charlie, I got to cream my toe.
Charlie, I got to cream my toe.
I stabbed it with my toe knife.
Christ.
Charlie, can you rum up this ham? I have to cream my toe. Oh, Rumham. I'm sorry, Rumham.
Rumham. Mantis toboggan. Got a monster condom for my magnum dong. Oh, fuck. Wait, back to baseball. We actually gotta be a baseball podcast again. All right, postseason. Or who are we? I saw like some Mets fans posting their mental, doing some schizo posting. Saying they want, like, the Astros and Phillies.
Oh, brother, the Mets, again, they think they're getting Ohtani and Soto and Trout all in the same offseason.
Yeah, no, that'd be great for Ohtani and Trout to go from one loser franchise to another loser franchise.
And Soto.
Yeah, and Soto? Yep. Man, that's what I want to see, the three of the best players in MLB in their careers, sadly.
I want to see Daniel Vogelbach just eat Jose Altuve. That's what I want to see.
No, I want Vogelbach to come back like Schwarber, his first full season in the majors, he came back like fucking slim.
Yeah.
I want to see Vogelbach come back and he's just got excess skin. Yeah. Just hanging out.
I did Atkins. He does.
Yeah, no, he's Vito. Yeah,
he's Vito.
He sat in a chair in the clubhouse and it broke, and they all laughed at him. Daniel Vogelbach being with Johnny Cakes, Lindor Cakes. We were talking about this the other day. We're doing the Mets, but as Stanley Kubrick's The Shining.
Oh, yeah. You see, the issue is you know way more of the character names in that than I do. I just know, like, the main folks. Like
City Field is the Overlook Hotel, and Mr. and Mrs. Mads are the Torrances, but like we said that like Pete Alonso was Danny Torrance, and like instead of writing like Red Rum on a window, he's writing LOL Mads. The elevator scene is just baseballs falling out. Lloyd the bartender is Matt Harvey, he's just piling Percocets in front of people.
I like that one. That one was my favorite one.
Oh, God. Mike Piazza is the car they drive in on.
I am so fucking mad about this postseason bracket.
Oh, you mean the teams that made it?
Well, the Astros fucking sneaking in last day. Fuck that.
I'd be mad at the Mariners, man. They could have.
God damn.
They won the division.
And the fucking AL East showdown. Fucking Phillies, Marlins, Braves all in the same. Insane. Fuck that. That's annoying. That's so fucking annoying.
Reds overperformed. Blame the Cubs for choking.
Hey, what were our predictions for the AL East or NL East?
We picked the Braves for sure, and I think we picked the Mets and Phillies to make a wild card.
I thought I picked the Phillies to win a division. I think I was.
You may have. I know we were unanimous on the Braves making it, and I think we were pretty unanimous on the Phillies taking a wild card. I don't think we had anyone from the NL Central winning a wild card. I thought we were saying Cards win the division, and it would be Padres, Dodgers, and then Braves, Phillies, Mets, I think is what we were going with. American League, I mean, we got the Blue Jays right for most part, and then the O's came in and won 100 games. My biggest miss was I thought the White Sox were going to be good because they had good starting pitching, but holy shit.
Ooh, that's embarrassing.
What was that?
Is this a girl who dropped like 28 grams of weed in her car?
Nice.
My For You page.
Thank you.
Yep. Anyway.
Yeah, let's go back to postseason. Like, who are we pulling for?
Orioles.
Man.
Orioles. I think. Okay,
Diamondbacks.
So we're an O's podcast this postseason. You want to go D-backs
in Marlins?
Marlins for Skip. Yeah. Mm. The one, let's talk about the ones we hate because we're a hater podcast at the heart of it.
Braves, Astros,
Braves,
literally all
Astros, Phillies, fuck them.
Don't care about the Phillies are fine. They're fine.
No, I hate
they're fine.
I hate their fan base.
Fan base. Yeah.
I hate the Astros more than the Phillies. I will concede that. Nick made a nice bracket of their fan bases. I think you put the Astros and the fan base in the mental illness category.
Yep.
Dodgers fans win too much. You guys are spoiled. You don't need this one.
I'd like to see him win at all.
Yeah, like, I feel like their fan base is, like, nothing short of just being, like, wild animals, considering how many, like, fight videos I see that break out at
Dodgers
Stadium.
That's Padres and Giants fans starting it all, man.
I don't know. I saw, like, the one of, like some chicks fighting, like, a Dodgers fan, like, fucking fondling, like, one of them. I'm not into that.
It was a Mets fan dressed as a Dodgers fan.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was actually Rudy Giuliani doing it. Yeah. Come here, big tits.
I don't know what you're seeing, but that's what I saw. The dude went right back into Mets garb after
it's like
it
when
happened.
We're watching it, and it's, like, the blood scene with Bev, and, like, it's like I'm the dad coming in. He's like, what the hell happened here? He's like, do you not see all the blood? You're like, it's clearly a Mets fan. I'm pulling for the O's because we're King Adley Rutschman.
Oh, I love Adley.
Yeah.
No, we're of course we're picking the most Aryan fucking team to support, so that's fun.
With guys that look exactly the same. Like, yes. And listen, I don't mean this offensively, but most of the O's look alike. Okay. Yeah. Most of them do.
I want them to sign Spencer Torkelson in the offseason. And then
oh,
just have
God,
it
be
like,
much.
Just, yeah.
Anthony,
we have
Sam
Gunnar
Pander,
Henderson.
You can't
we
be
have
here
Adley...
anymore. We need Spencer Torkelson. He hit 30 bombs. That was good.
Yeah.
Bobby Witt Jr.'s season was nuts.
He had a 30-50.
Yep.
Fucking A.
Good shit.
Future is bright, man, in MLB.
The MLB, Tom.
It's
the MLB.
It's the MLB.
There's a lot of real David DeJesus is coming down the
DeJesus.
Pipeline.
David DeJesus.
Yes.
You don't fuck. Hey, you don't fuck with the Jesus man. So that's who we're cheering for. What's our picks then? What's our postseason picks?
Go to the bracket again.
Bracket boy.
Let's be honest. How quickly are the Brewers eliminated?
I think they get fucked first round by the Diamondbacks because I don't know. Maybe what's his face starts
Zach Allen?
Game three. Corbin Burns.
Maybe.
Nah, I think it's. I'm kind of pissed that the Marlins have to play the Phillies because they're probably going to get trashed.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was trying to...
Oh.
Why would I need a lighter?
I don't know.
Josh, you smoking yet?
Oh.
Milwaukee, Arizona, Philly. I'm going to say...
Terrible fucking bracket.
Arizona, I think,
League.
Down.
Go Twins!
Brewers. I'm going to say Phillies over the Marlins.
I want to see the... Yeah.
I'm going to say... And I guess after that, it would be what? Braves versus D-backs, Dodgers versus Marlins. I mean... Probably be a Dodgers, Braves, like LCS, but if I had to pick a dark horse, I really think the Diamondbacks are pretty scary. They got Kelly. They got Gallen. They got Carroll. Cattell had a great season. That's a scary team. I guess in the AL, I would say Houston over the Twins.
Come on, man. Go Twins.
Go Twinsies. Rocco Baldelli, he's playing for his job.
And I'm going to say, man, that's hard too. Rays over the Blue Jays. I'm going to say Rays over the Blue Jays. And then I guess we'll have like an Astros Orioles showdown. And I would say the Rays down the Rangers handedly. So I would probably say, I can see the Astros getting by the O's. I guess ALCS, I'm hoping O's versus the Rays. And in the NL, Braves, Dodgers. How you guys feel about that?
Hope not.
Hope not, but, you know.
I want to see the Braves fucked first round.
I mean, they fucked up last year. In that case, what would your World Series picks be then?
Give me a Dodgers O's.
That'd be good.
Fuck them time zones up real hard.
Yeah, dude. Give us like an old 70s, 80s Baltimore. Class. Baltimore. Fucking Joe Flacco.
Worst.
Me and the boys were eating some scrapple up at Locust Point. Fucking Joe Flacco. I watched The Wire.
I like how he calls like like he was calling like Tyrod Taylor or whoever last year who was filling in for Lamar. Like, yeah, we have backup Lamar out there. And
oh,
backup
Tyrone Huntley.
Oh, Tyrone Huntley. Okay, yeah. But yeah, like we got fucking backup Lamar and he's doing pretty well. But actually, let me see if I can dig up this week. So I have no idea how the Bengals did.
Bengals lost. Talking about the Ravens. Or,
yeah, I mean the Ravens won. So this will be a celebratory one.
Yeah. Let's fucking go.
What an embarrassing accent. Just.
The guy who's descended from people that go, a-gibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
He didn't post
actually, no,
video.
That's a good accent, though. Italians are got great accents.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know. And now you go to, like, Appalachia. Accent if it was dropped on its head multiple times, and that's what you have with Baltimore. That accent doesn't exist outside
inbred
of
British
but
people.
There. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm a big cockney, am I?
I'm a cockney, am I? Drink it out of water, but I don't touch
that. Toe. How do they say it? Toe.
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 Toe. Toe for one wah. Throw him a quid, will ya? Old Josh Hancock insulted our boy.
Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco. Okay, so.
You know what was tickling me all week? Was just thinking of you doing New York. New York.
New York. New York. New York.
New York.
New York.
New York.
New York.
That vomitous sound.
Cigarettes. Want to get some cigarettes in New York.
The key to saying New York is you got a dry heave when you say New York. Like you're getting punched in the stomach, yeah. Like they do to you in New York. Did you see like the, I guess the TikTok of this white girl saying that Chicago's an East Coast city?
I've seen it. I didn't watch it though.
Yeah, she's like, this is the way it's built. It's an East Coast city. I'm like, bitch, you need a.
Why it has good public transportation?
It's a northern city.
It's a northern city. That's more like it. It's a northern city. Chicago's cool. I like Chicago.
Yeah, but I still consider Chicago like the Midwest.
Yeah, it's a Midwest city.
Yeah, totally.
It's the best Midwest city.
What about Madison, Wisconsin?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I'm Charlie Behrens, and I'm the funniest person ever.
Fuck you.
You betcha.
Oh, Joliet, born and raised.
Tell your folks I says hi.
Tell your folks I says hi. The Lannister Cinderica.
Who hates Charlie Fleming? There's someone on Cardinals Twitter who's like shitting on that guy.
Charlie Fleming?
Isn't that like the You Betcha guy? Isn't that that fucking guy's name?
I don't know.
He does like the Midwest Wisconsin impressions all the time on TikTok.
It's very niche what you're sharing with us, but let it rip, dog.
I don't know if I am. Fucking
this is a very non-broad.
Talking about John Fleming? We had him on. He's cool.
Well, no, not John Fleming.
He's cool, man. He's cool.
Oh man, I don't have service out here.
Yeah, no.
Sucks, huh?
We're in the Nikki dead zone. I have it.
Signal Charlie. Jammer. There's a signal jammer in this
signal
room.
Signal jammer, yeah.
Playing some Baldur's Gate tonight, Tom?
No, I was on a roll with part 3, got interrupted at work, so I'm going to go home and continue that momentum. I'm going to probably play the shit out of it Tuesday.
It's going to fake it.
So.
It's actually going to go home and jack off.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing that, but it doesn't take me all night to do that.
What's so. My what's my dick make the noise whenever it comes? Yolk! Yolk!
Get your mic back up.
Dude, this thing won't fucking stay up.
Yeah.
You done fucked it up.
Well, I don't know what. I mean.
It's gonna stay now.
Need some fucking Cialis or
like
something.
His dick. Yeah,
it's not going down.
Josh just hovered over, got a Kleenex in his hand.
New York.
God, you just love it.
Beating it to Riley Regan, turned into a pretzel. And then he goes, he starts hunching. He feels it coming. And he goes, New York!
New York, New York, New York!
Three big globs. Three. Shooting out chopped cheese out of his dick.
The Aki way.
Out like
The Aki way.
Dude, don't forget the Beth.
The Aki way.
Jesus. New York style cheese pizza.
Yeah, you've seen those TikToks.
Go ahead, Tom.
What do you want?
Hit the art button.
Let me hit
the,
This is a nice coolie you have in here, Nicholas.
Not mine.
It's for all your beverages.
It's for all your beverages.
Nick doesn't drink beer anymore.
I drink half a beer every now and again.
Half a beer. Drink that beer. I haven't opened it yet. Drink my beer with me.
Do you and Lucci split one?
No, he'll drink. He was drinking fucking moonshine last night. Came to my high school reunion thing.
You had a high school reunion?
10 years.
Damn, dude.
10 years, man. Yep.
How many of them have, like, I don't know, married with kids and are sad and depressed?
A lot.
A lot?
A lot. You know, nothing's changed. They're all still click.
Yeah.
All very clicky. If my friend hadn't came into town, I wouldn't have went, so.
Yeah. My 15 years this year, so.
You're fucking old. Yeah, oh, dude. God.
Man.
15 years.
15 fucking years.
Graduated in...
09.
09.
Yeah, man.
If I was you, I'd kill myself.
Yeah,
who said that and why?
I don't know. It just felt right.
Okay.
If I were you, I'd kill myself.
I want you to flip it.
That'd be funny.
It's like I can barely get the words out.
I know. What I'm thinking is, like, you don't say it, but you actually. It's like The Shining. It's The Shine, baby. You say it into my head. If I was. If that was my reunion, I'd kill myself. Yeah, they look like they're fucking coming in The Shining. They're communicating with The Shine.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Boys, I said we should open up a canister and get freaky tonight.
We should.
Yeah.
Freaky. Let's get a little freaky.
Yeah, and what was the sequel to The Shining called?
Dr. Sleep.
Yeah, Dr. Sleep.
Dr. Sleep.
Yeah.
That's what they call Tom.
That bitch has like canisters of the shine.
Because they use you,
they call
as
you
a fleshlight.
They call you Dr. Bleep. Let me go through those text messages. Dr. Cheese.
I have the
my
documents.
Cheese. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What do you have on the agenda this week, boyos?
We're probably, you know, some stuff on that. What about you?
Not
you
a whole lot. Yeah. You get surgery.
I already talked about what I got
dick,
going
your
on.
Fucking
I'm trying
dick
to share.
Decimated. Dude.
I do.
Magic, yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Dick hole decimation. Dick hole decimation. Now that's an album name. That's the next. No, that's the next Noir Days album right there.
Dick hole decimation.
Yep.
Oh, I just have it to the beat of No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Dick hole decimation.
Yeah.
Good times.
We should want to do a postseason watch party.
You know, I was gonna say something though. I think we should, since it's the off season, we should really, really start and focus on doing Friends of the Pod episodes.
Okay.
Like, every week.
Okay.
At least one.
Week after week. I like that idea.
I'll reach out.
We gotta.
Nick Mrs. Stew.
We gotta create an environment where others want to enjoy our content.
No girls allowed!
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's been been the mantra anyway. Since Tom scares all of them away.
Well, you're just being mean to Katie Wu all the time.
Yeah,
oh, is this the worst loss of the season yet,
mean.
Katie?
Yeah, no,
I'm not being mean.
This is Nick's thing. He tries to deflect it onto me, the guy who is the nicest to women, whereas he's
mean.
Harassing a woman journalist.
I'm not
a
harassing
female
her.
Journalist, night in and night out.
I'm not harassing
paid attendance.
Yeah.
But actually, Katie,
no.
Paid attendance.
I'm so sick of it from everybody. I am. It doesn't matter who you are. I don't care if it's fucking... Mm-hmm. It's fucking Brad and goddamn Chip Carey.
Let's go. Oh, we want to thank. Let's go to Twitter. Let's see if he's harassing John Denton.
We want to thank fucking our 3.2 million fans who came. No.
Yeah.
3.2 million fans that paid.
3.2 million fans I'd say that it's came. Probably, that's messy.
I'd say probably 1.5 million were in attendance this year.
Yeah.
There's a janitor and looking sadly, at the stadium one with, time. The, with the black light.
So
just like,
much cum. Yeah, all these fans came.
Yeah, yeah that
and
looks,
they came at once.
You know, that looks a, about, you know, 3 million.
I have a picture of I have this picture on my phone. I think I can pull it up real quick. Yeah. It's actually kind of cool. Some perspective for you guys.
It's just a live leak
something
video.
That you guys need.
Live leak video of a guy getting shot with an AA gun.
I only visit watchpeopledie.tv fucking once a week, okay? I don't go to it
you
every
day. You introduced
that
to me, and my life has been different ever since.
Watch people die?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. That's cool.
Thanks. Yeah, me and him just spent a whole afternoon just watching people die.
It's terrible, man.
It was tight.
Whoa.
My bad.
Whoa.
That was one subreddit got shot down, because I remember that.
It's
I
website,
didn't know.
Man.
I guess they peeled off, and they were like, yeah, we can't post it on Reddit anymore. I guess we'll just go make our own website.
Here it is.
What you got?
Read it.
If you blended all 7.88 billion people on Earth into a fine goo, parentheses, density of a human equals 985 kilograms meters cubed, average human body mass equals 62 kilograms, in parentheses, you would end up with a sphere of human goo just under 1 kilometer wide. I made a visualization of how that would look like in the middle of Central Park.
Looks like a big meatball.
New York.
As the New Yorkers
see, we're
cheer,
in there.
As the New Yorkers cheer the ball. New York.
No, they're all in there.
Yeah,
we're all in there.
That means we're all, you know, we're all.
Yeah,
born,
that means you guys are all getting bathed in my bloody piss.
Yeah, dude.
Hold on, Josh. Tell me, what do you think about this one?
Yeah. We are all humans.
Oh, it's the penis one.
Yeah, it's the penis.
He sends that to me every now and then at 2 in the morning.
So me,
still makes
show
me
some more, Nick. Let's get some all live right. reactions.
These are all from Twitter, by the way.
Yeah.
This is my Twitter. Look, it's literally my Twitter folder.
It's just, it's simply too good.
It's everything I saved on Twitter.
Yeah. The boy is cooking.
Drake, the type of fella to utter the forbidden words into the void and unleash.
I don't think, the he, I don't think it's fella,
into
right?
The doomed realm.
It says fella.
It says fella.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yep.
What else would it say otherwise?
Don't know.
A magic word.
Oh, okay. That's.
Yeah.
Arnold eating a gigantic.
Yeah, Arnold eating a dick. He would.
This is every Met fan.
Every Met.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the herd with Colin Cowherd.
Obviously, you have your Pete Alonso 9/11 ones in there.
Tom's, yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Wait, the Arnotto one. Do you have that one?
Yeah,
whatever,
the,
New York.
I'll have to say the Shohei one where he was throwing.
He was
yeah,
that one's
good.
Great.
I need to make more of those. Fuck that city. Get over it.
New York is pretty tight, though.
Overrated pastrami sandwiches.
Bro, it was pretty good pastrami. And the rye was made in-house. Oh, and don't get me started on the matzo ball soup. The matzo ball soup was a little salty, but in just the way you like.
Matzo ball soup.
Mm. So.
Should we wrap up? I mean.
Yeah, what's what are we
this
at?
Has been a fucking heinous episode.
It's been heinous. It's been evil.
Oh, this is your favorite, actually, Josh. I think you've seen this once or twice.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see that
yeah,
one.
It's a Jar Jar with the bussy.
Oh, Christ. No, don't show. No, I know what it is.
In his uncut gem.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
That little pearl can make. Charcoal into a diamond, baby.
Got tight little man pussy on ya. It stinks. All right, who are we fucking tonight? Mm. Oh, wait, hold on. We got to do Crumble Champs.
Our, and our patrons.
And our patrons. Crumble Champs. Who? What? Who's? Who?
Crumble
Josh
Champs.
Donaldson?
Yeah. Rowdy Tellez.
You know, Adam Wainwright's my crumble coin.
Adam Wainwright's my crumble coin.
Jack Flaherty's my crumble coin.
How about this one?
The guy that was sweet and sour, cow vagina. What? Why?
Fact, Flaherty.
What?
Yeah.
Vietnam street food, sweet and sour cow vagina.
That's good. Mm.
Yep.
Man, I'm finally getting some pussy.
I could hardly utter those words.
Stop
it. Ha 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 ha.
Start seizing out, blood coming out.
Why do this to Kirby?
What about the one I made of Kirby?
That one's insane.
Okay, Adam Wainwright and Jack Flaherty are crumble coins.
Yeah, Jack Flaherty going on a postseason tear.
Yeah, man.
He's going to get his bag.
Who's our patrons? They still alive?
Yeah.
Cran, Jeff,
Nick,
Tyler,
Richie,
Alex,
James,
Tyler,
Brava. Who we fucking tonight?
That's so efficient, guys.
Who?
Fuck Major League Baseball.
Fuck Major League
Fuck
Baseball.
Ollie Marmol.
Fuck Ollie.
Fuck the free world.
Fuck the St. Louis
the
Cardinals.
Fuck the Cardinals. Fuck the 2023 season.
Fuck John Mozeliak.
Fuck Johnny Moe.
Mozeliak.
Mozeliak, you son of a bitch.
And then DeWitt.
Fuck the DeWitt.
Because we all know this offseason, he won't make any signings. All
right, we're going. See you next week. I'm going to fucking strangle Josh.
Doing a busy cat.